He's America's fair-minded civil rights attorney. Longtime member of the KABC family. Fox News contributor and national political rock star.
Leo, we're proud of you. Thank you very much. You're really doing a great job for this country.
He's Leo Terrell. And this is Leo 2.0. Live at 5.
Thank you for joining us. Welcome to Talk Radio 790 KABC. I am not Leo Terrell. My name is Frank Sontag, and I'm sitting in for Leo 2.0. Grateful that you've joined us on this beautiful Thursday afternoon here in Southern California. We have a lot to talk about in a short time, so let me jump right in. Let me give you the numbers, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. I'm going to hit a number of different topics in the hour and would be grateful to hear from you. And I think first story is an international story, and I'd love to hear your feedback and your comments. You may have seen, I think it was yesterday, the leader of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky, visited the White House, and there was this interaction, and we're going to send them more money, $45 billion now. And I've got all the details, all the specifics, what our president said, we'll never stand alone, always stand by Ukraine. But here's what I want to ask you. 800-222-KABC, and I want to be very direct. Maybe early on you supported the idea when we heard Russia invaded Ukraine and we heard these horror stories. And for the record, I think not 100%, but to defend Ukraine and to try to keep Russia from incurring and crossing the border is at least in words a good thing. But I got to tell you, and you maybe have never heard me before. I've been in talk radio for 35 years. I've done this a few times. The largest part of me goes, okay, let me get this straight. We're spending billions of dollars to protect his border. But when it comes to our border, you know, we look the other way. Or all the rhetoric coming out of the White House. 800-222-KABC. So is this a story that you're following, you're concerned about? Maybe you thought it was a great thing to see the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, at a press conference next to Joe Biden in the East Room of the White House. For me, I couldn't watch. This raises such a level of anger in me that it's hard for me to keep my blood pressure down. Now, again, early on, I get it, but here's the point I want to say to you, and then we've already got callers on the screen. I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but when it comes to a history of getting involved in foreign nations and doing things like this, and we just allocate all this money, there's no oversight. We always find out after the fact how much money was laundered, how much money was used to pad the pockets of whomever. And please don't get me going on Afghanistan and what we did there. So, first question, your thoughts on the latest in a never-ending trove of money that we've got for supporting Ukraine and what's going on. Weaponry, money for economic, humanitarian aid, billions and billions of dollars. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Let's talk to David in La Habra. David, you're on Leo 2.0. I'm Frank Sontag on 790 KABC. Hello, David. David, are you there? Okay. We'll check the phones and make sure the phones are working. Let me say this before we take calls and see if our phones are working. Here's the one area that disturbs me more than anything. And call me irresponsible, but I can't help but think, take a deep breath, the history of Joe Biden when it comes to this region. I can't help but think wait a minute, this is the same guy as vice president that blackmailed them and said, you know, shut things down and we're going to hold back $1 billion. And here we are, the father of Laptop Hunter. We just see this free exchange of money and this glorification of this man, Volodymyr Zelensky, like somehow he's the second coming. When we know historically, Ukraine, the government, you want to talk about corrupt? This guy shut down all opposing political affiliations. I mean, you talk about, we hear one story, you maybe have a Ukrainian flag on your Twitter account, right? This government is not what we're being told it is. Now, when it comes to the people, that's a whole other story. And again, I support the idea of trying to defend the Ukrainian people. We have a line open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. We do have David in La Habra. David, you're on the Leo 2.0 show. My name is Frank Sontag. Thanks for calling, David.
Thank you. And I agree with just about everything you've said. We need to absolutely know where our aid is going. I'm not for any monetary aid, but I am for allowing them the weapons and the means to defend themselves. I'm not enthralled with Zelensky, but I think we have to keep the Russian bear at bay without, you know, causing them any undue stress. I'm not for overthrowing, you know, Russia or the order there. But I think we have to allow the Ukrainians to defend themselves. I think they're doing quite well with our stuff.
Fair enough. David, thank you. I've got a lot of calls I want to get to. Dan is in SM, I assume, is maybe Santa Monica. Dan, you're on Leo 2.0 with Frank Sontag. Hello, Dan. Dan, are you there?
I think it would have been good if we would have strengthened Ukraine in advance. That would have been a good move, I'm sure. But I think the most important thing to me is to get that corrupt grifter out of the White House. I just, in order to return to, back to a normal, common sense world again, that's my highest priority.
I'm shocked. Are you talking about President Biden?
That's the guy.
Dan, thank you for calling and for listening to 790 KBC. Yeah, I want to be careful here, because I am not a fan, to say the least. And I only have so much time this hour, so I want to be intentional about hearing from you and being topical. And right now the topic at hand is, yesterday we passed another $45 billion on to Ukraine under the auspices of defending the country. And Volodymyr Zelenko was in the White House, and boy, they were like, you talk about hugging it out. Man, these guys just fell all over each other about how much they just adore each other. And I don't want to be cynical. I don't want to be irresponsible. But there's a large part of me that says, if we just look at history, the large exchanges of money, stereotypically, we find out way after the fact, hey, where'd all the money go? And here's something that I'm not saying specifically, but I just will tell you the thought went through my head, like, is there money being exchanged right now? I mean, if we learn anything from the whole Hunter Biden laptop lie and the manipulation of the elections, polls say that if people knew about Hunter's laptop, a good percentage would not have voted for the president, and on and on and on. I mean, this is a complex issue. But this just free exchange of money to fight for the democratic Ukrainian government and the Ukrainian people, I'm like, nah. I'll say it again to be a bit redundant. We only have to look to Afghanistan and the mess that and all the weaponry we left for the Taliban. Good job. 800-222-KABC. Steve is in La Habra. Steve, you're on Frank Sontag along here on Leo 2.0 on KABC. Hello. Thank you for calling, Steve.
Thank you for taking my call. I want to get straight to it. This really, it stinks. I mean, it smells bad. All this money going to Ukraine, we can't no accountability. Who's it going to?
Well, I think that's a valid point. Would really love some oversight, number one. But number two, the blatant contradictions. Thank you, Steve. Alexis, you're going to be the last call on this topic. The blatant contradiction, this idea of we're going to help Ukraine shore up its border, Russia, cross the border, right, blah, blah, blah. And we look at our country and all the lies coming out of the White House. It's open borders. So you tell me you've got Ukraine and we're fighting for their autonomy and protection and we need to protect their border. And when it comes to our country, that one is to me the obvious deal breaker and an area to really take a look at an agenda here being pushed, a false narrative, if you will. Alexis is in Simi Valley. Alexis, you're on Leo 2.0. My name is Frank Sontag on 790 KABC. Hello, Alexis.
Hello, Frank. Yes, Frank, it's so frustrating. I just don't understand what this administration is doing. I mean, look at the border, our border. And, you know, you have the press secretary saying that the border is not open, but I've seen tons of videos and pictures that say otherwise.
Yep.
But yeah, we're spending billions of dollars in Ukraine. Why? Why is anyone talking about this more in the news?
Well, and you used the operative phrase at the end. Thank you, Alexis. The news. Why is it not being talked about in the news? Because the news is the arm of propaganda for the government. They don't want to ask any questions. They don't want to somehow push the White House press secretary when she blatantly lies, saying in terms of immigration of the border, you know, President Biden has visited the border. No, he hasn't. But they just sit there and they, okay, whatever he says, it's all good. Just because we're told it's true doesn't mean it is. Lies are being reported as truth. And where is truth anyway? All right, when we continue, if you do not know, the Oakland City Council has voted to reinstate mask mandates. I wouldn't have believed it unless I read it from their very website. We'll talk about that next. Take your phone calls. I'm Frank Sontag in for Leo 2.0 on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us. Talk Radio 790 KABC. In for Leo 2.0, I'm Frank Sontag, and this hour is going to go by very quickly. We're going to move through a number of different topics in a short time. Normally, these are, for me, topics that we can really spend a lot of time with. But because time is limited, I want to make sure and talk about three, if not four, very important issues in the news. So for those of you that are on hold that want to talk about Ukraine, we're going to wipe the slate clean. And let me share something right off the Oklahoma City Council's website. Now, hopefully you haven't had dinner yet. If I did, I'd be a little queasy hearing this, let alone reading it. This past Tuesday, the Oklahoma City Council passed a resolution that reinstates the mask mandate for everyone ages 6 and older inside city facilities, libraries, senior centers, senior adult care facilities, recreation centers, civic center buildings. The mandate goes into effect immediately with a sunset date of March 31, 2023. And there's so much more to this. So first of all, your impression, 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. My first thought is, well, it's Oakland. What has it got to do with us? It has everything to do with us, especially those that live in L.A. County. They're making the move. Mask mandates again. Now, my suspicion is, and I have nothing other than just a sense, that because we survived lockdowns on and off for 2 years, and we pushed back most recently when fake Dr. Barbara Ferrer started her rhetoric about possibly bringing back masks, and the people spoke and said, nope. My thought is, this is I think it still applies in media. When I went to news media school way back when, there's something called a trial balloon, where a story is floated in the news with the intention to see the reaction and the response from the public. Now, I don't think this is necessarily a trial balloon, because the Oklahoma City Council says it's in effect now through March 31. It's not like we're thinking about this. But masks and mandates, and here we go again, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Off their website, they've got all the usual winter wellness tips. Number one, get vaccinated, boosted, and treated. Two, stay home if you're sick. Three, wear a mask. And then, you know, wash your hands, cover your cough, sneeze. Look, I don't want to sound flippant or indifferent. My view is that we all should be able to live our lives accordingly. Don't get me going on patient doctor privilege and all the things we saw go down with COVID that were just tossed out the window. And we freely gave up our freedoms. If you got the jab, want to get the jab, get triple vaxxed with a little latte on the side, I'm okay with that. It's your life. But when a government mandates, and in case you don't know, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the government cannot require federal contractors to vaccinate their employees as a condition of government contracts. We're finally starting to see some of the draconian mandates of experimental biological agents being blown open right in our very eyes. And don't get me going on the science. I can spend literally the rest of the hour telling you why my position is, first of all, about personal choice and freedom. Second of all, when a government infringes on your ability and your livelihood to the point where they're telling you you have to do things. It wasn't that long ago. Do you remember one of the mandates? You couldn't even go outside and walk your dog. Oh, please. And this is a form of mind control. This is a form historically proven where regimes and despots know this stuff works when it comes to controlling the masses. Throw fear in them, confuse them. A good percentage of the population will go belly up and give you their rights. Now, if I can be very clear, in fact, I'm going to take calls on the other side. Our board is basically full, so I'll take all your calls on the other side on this topic. But let me tell you something in the area of expertise that I have and experience. So for 20 plus years, I was a new age teacher. Stay with me. What does that have to do with the topic? I'll explain. I taught a lot of principles in the new age. The new age, simply put, truth in all religions, all paths lead to God. You can do all sorts of weird stuff, worship the self. And I was kind of into meditation, astral projection, crystals. I hung out with witches. I know all about witchcraft. And so here's the bottom line. This is witchcraft. To have people go from basic logic. I love our motto here at the station about facts. But we live in a time where it's almost facts are irrelevant to the bewildered herd, to the programmed masses, where all of this stuff has worked, where you can't even have a logical conversation with a friend or a family member and just try to have an exchange of ideas that you may disagree about, but they don't want to hear it. Here is one of many examples I could state my case with. So, say Aunt Martha gets COVID, and she makes it through okay. And then Aunt Martha immediately thinks, well, I should get boosted again. When you have the antibodies in your system, your body has fought off COVID. Why would you do anything along those lines, let alone all the stories that are coming out? when the truth wins out in the long run, that it's the vaccinated that are dying in larger numbers, the vaccinated that are getting sick, versus all the, you know what, we have an FCC, so I'll be careful, all the stuff we were told. We had this guy in the White House look at you. Remember a year ago? It's going to be a dark season for, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. They're going to die horrible deaths. My pride-filled response is, number one, how dare he? But number two, what a blatant evil lie. And when you have good doctors treating thousands of people early in the pandemic with alternative therapeutics, not only them being shut down, but even the information being censored and pulled off the internet. And look, just believe the government. Just believe what they tell us. Just one more shot. It seems to me there comes a time when you go, wait a minute, something's up here. In fact, when we come back, we're going to take your calls. We have one line open, 800-222-KABC. I don't necessarily pick out this story because it's a very high-profile actor, but he had a bit of an awakening early on, completely in agreement with the government, shots, lockdowns, and he had a bit of an epiphany, and he's in a 180 now where he speaks out against such things. We'll tell you who it is. We'll share his story. We'll take your calls. 800-222-5222. The Oakland City Council has issued now mandatory mask mandates for 6-year-olds and up through the end of March. And I'm not here to say it's coming, but you can bet it's coming. The politicians are watching the reactions of the people. How say you? 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. I am Frank Sontag in for Leo 2.0 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
It's Leo's
Leo 2.0.
Live at 5.
Thank you for joining us. Talk Radio 790 KABC. My name is Frank Sontag. I am in for Leo 2.0. And if you missed the previous segment, the Oakland City Council, Oakland, California, Northern Cal, has passed a resolution that reinstates the mask mandate for everyone ages 6 on up. So we're taking your calls. Dorsey, Paul, Dana, Raul, Mike, Rob, Paul, we'll try to get to as many of you as we can in this segment. And I'm going to begin with Dana, who wants to take me to task on what I don't know. Dana in Tustin, you're on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Hello, Dana.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's going on?
Well, I mean, I do kind of find you to be a hypocritical person who claims that the city council with their mask mandates is using mind control, but then you advocate for shaping our lives about a series of ancient books written by ignorant barbarians as a way of mind controlling people.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly what you're saying. I never said the Oklahoma City Council practices mind control. I was talking specifically about Oakland. I was talking about nationally and internationally what we saw happen with COVID and all the lies and all of the fear and all of the government push, which is born historically out of socialism, communism. They've been doing it for decades and centuries. Not Oakland City Council. So there's the disclaimer. I misspoke, I apologize, but I'd love to hear more about how I'm such a hypocrite. What specifically are you talking about?
I'm specifically talking about you're advocating that people live their lives according to the Bible, which is no more than a library of ignorant barbarians, and is no way to live our lives. It's in direct conflict with the Constitution of the United States.
How so? How is the Bible? Hold on. How is the Bible in direct conflict with the Constitution? This is a new one I've never heard. Help me.
There shall be no God before me. The first commandment and the Ten Commandments.
Yep.
Congress shall make no law with the establishment of the religion or the free practice thereof. If you can't determine that those two things are in conflict with one another.
They're not, because the founding forefathers were all deists. And I'm not an expert, and maybe you think you are, but here's the bottom line. Because I support the Bible and I'm a Christian, somehow it makes me a hypocrite because I suggest people read the Bible. So that makes me a hypocrite because somehow you have contempt or such outrage toward the most examined book in the history of humanity? I find that fascinating. Hypocritical because I don't agree with you? Tell me a little more. I want to be fair to all the other callers, but this is very fascinating to me.
Frank, you misquote and misstate exactly what I said. I said you don't tell people to read the Bible. You tell them to organize their lives around the Bible. That's the whole purpose of your ministry. The Bible is nothing more than books written by ignorant barbarians.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. We'll move along. Now you're repeating yourself. I was looking for another original thought, of which in the moment you didn't have. So thank you for the call. You're welcome to call anytime. Let us talk to who has been on hold the longest. Let's talk to Rob in Cucamonga. Rob, you're on Leo 2.0. This is Frank Sontag on 790 KBC. Hello, Rob.
Mr. Sontag, Merry Christmas to you and to Dana.
You too.
Thank you, sir. You know, you brought up the mandates, and the mandates here in Los Angeles County literally tore my family apart.
Yeah.
My liberal sister and my hardcore left brother basically chased me and my family, my immediate family, away from my mother. So we moved out of Los Angeles County because of mask mandates. We moved to Rancho Cucamonga. I love it out here. Free air, free mask. I love my freedom, love my liberty, and I'm not going to have immediate family members tell me otherwise. And I hope everybody else stands up for their rights, too. Matter of fact, I believe it was last week we celebrated the 231st birthday of our Bill of Rights. It's what we have to fight for. If we really stand back, look at all the lies that the Biden cartel has been telling us for the past couple of years and before. I mean, the guy's a professional liar. I mean, they should have a professional liars league. He'd be like the president of it. The impossibilities of getting people to understand logic, data from real medical literature and understand about the vaccines, they never work. They don't stop the disease, like Mr. Biden said. If you take the two shots, you're going to stop. Didn't happen. The masks. My brother-in-law, just crazy wearing masks. Yeah, he caught COVID twice with the shots and with the boosters. So it's just really frustrating that this media lies to the people of the United States and to the world, but mostly to us here. It literally tore my family apart.
Well, Rob, let me respond, if I may. I've got a full board in a few moments.
Yes, sir.
Rob, I thank you for the call. Merry Christmas, and thank you for sharing. And thank you for sticking to the topic. You left L.A. County because the mandates were tearing your family apart. I think you speak for many people. And some of us are still here dealing with a fake doctor. Barbara Ferrer is not a doctor of medicine. She's a social justice warrior, if anything. And we have people in positions of authority and power. The Oakland City Council has passed a resolution that reinstates the mask mandate. Effective now. We're asking your thoughts. Paul in Van Nuys, you are on Leo 2.0. My name is Frank Sontag, 790 KABC. Thank you for calling, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So much to say, so little time. I just want to digress for a second. As far as barbarians go, the 20th century atheists proved just by sheer numbers how many deaths that barbarians caused in the last century, the 20th century. So talk about barbarians. There they are. Mask mandates, it's a religion, just the compliance alone. I'm 77 years old, going on 78. In a about 4 months in. I'm just so sickened by what I see. And you're right about history. We also have history that that shows the dark side. We had a Revolutionary War. We also had a Civil War, and I don't know what's going to happen. But it seems to me that there's a movie, the original movie, Body Snatchers, the invasion of the Body Snatchers. That's what it feels like. So blessings to you for whatever it is. I agree with you 100%. Merry Christmas.
You too, Paul. God bless you. Thank you for calling. By the way, if you've never heard me before, you want to find out more of what I do, Dana would be kind of the promoter. My website is franksontag.com. Yes, I have a men's ministry, and yes, we point people to God. We believe that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. We are Christian, but it's not somehow it's an exclusive club where, if you don't adhere to Scripture and you don't have your Bible verse, we don't want you. You know, those are usually the lies from hell that come along with saying things like, I believe the Bible is the inerrant word of God. And for a guy that practiced just quite the opposite for 54 years of my life, I may have a bit of experience in what I'm saying now, but I have no need to defend myself. By the way, we're going to break and come back with our last topic. I wanted to be kind of concise and clear. I alluded to an actor who early on was completely for the government, lockdowns, masks, mandates, et cetera, et cetera. He's had a complete 180. It's Tim Robbins. Not that I think Tim Robbins is the best thing since sliced bread, but actors tend to be entitled and get a certain amount of notoriety. And he basically said he went from that to just the opposite. He changed his perspective when he left the country and he came into contact with people who disagreed with harsh policies, and he began to see what was going on in the United States. In other words, his perspective completely changed. Now he's a guy that talks about personal freedoms and all of the lies, definitions being redefined, the about face by the U.S. Centers for Disease Controls when it comes to calling an experimental drug a vaccine, et cetera, et cetera. So it was Tim Robbins. When we continue, Stanford has released a guide to eliminate what they call is harmful language. Language is being redefined. This one is very interesting. I'll give the story in great detail. We'll take a few calls in our final segment. That's next. 800-222-KABC. I'm Frank Sontag in for Leo 2.0 on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us. Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm Frank Sontag in for Leo 2.0. And at the top of the hour, the one and only Frank Motek will be here in studio with Motek on Money. Our final segment today has to do with language. Now, the first story, I'll be brief because the main emphasis of this segment is on the second part of this. But the first story, Marine Corps may drop the term ma'am and sir over gender-neutral concerns for drill instructors. Marine Corps has been advised that its drill instructors should no longer be referred to by gender terms like ma'am or sir, an idea that top training leaders say is a bad idea. Recommendation came in recently from a report by the University of Pittsburgh. Report said the Marine Corps lags behind other branches in training men and women closely together. Army, Navy, Coast Guard effectively de-emphasize gender in an integrated environment. Instead of saying ma'am or sir, recruits in these services refer now to their drill instructors using their ranks or roles followed by their last names. Corporal Smith. Yes, Corporal Smith. Again, I'm receptive to the idea that I'm a dinosaur, but I grew up, sir, ma'am, as a sign of respect, but not anymore. And if that wasn't ludicrous enough, here's the story of the day. Stanford University published an index of what they call is harmful language. And they plan to eliminate this language from the school's website and computer code. Now, it's one thing to eliminate them, but the brilliant minds at Stanford have decided we're going to use replacement language. Now, bear with me. 800-222-KABC are the numbers. The Elimination of Harmful Language Initiative is a multi-phase, multi-year project to address harmful language in IT at Stanford. Well, what does that mean? The guide says its goal is to eliminate, quote, many forms of harmful language, including racist, violent, and biased, also known as disability bias, ethnic bias, ethnic slurs, gender bias, implicit bias, sexual bias language. It added that it strives to educate people on the impact of words. So let's examine some of the words, some of the categories, right? Among the words the university urged people to avoid in the imprecise language section is the term American. People are instead asked to use U.S. citizen because American typically refers to people from the United States only, thereby insinuating that the U.S. is the most important country in the Americas. Well, we don't want to do that, right? Other terms deemed harmful in this section include abort, which offers the replacement of cancel or end because of moral concerns about abortion. This is one of my favorite ones. The word Karen is not to be used. What's it replaced with? Demanding or entitled white woman. Well, there's more. There's more. This is Stanford University, the pinnacle of the echelon of higher learning. Under another section, instead of blind review, they say use the term anonymous review. When the topic of suicide is listed, instead of committed suicide, you say died by suicide. The little nuance there, I mean, suicide is an epidemic and something that needs to be talked about and is a horrible, obvious social malady that's going on right now in our country. But we don't want to have the stigma of committed suicide. Instead, died by suicide. Like, somehow what? The person didn't do it? And someone brought it up to me before we went on the air when I was sharing the story. This person made a very good point. So what kind of message is that sending the youth? Where we have a real struggle with our youth and the realities of suicide. In some ways, does that not kind of give them, well, you know, it's okay. The index does not offer an alternative for the word brave. They say this is the culturally appropriate category. They say brave is never to be used. They don't even have an alternative. In the gender-based section, the index says pronouns should be used instead of preferred pronouns because preferred suggests non-binary gender identity is a choice and a preference, right? No, it's not a preference. I was telling Wayman today, I came in today, and I was just kind of feeling like, I don't know, my feminine energy needs to be enhanced a little bit more, feeling kind of sensitive over the holidays, a little tear driving over here today, and maybe I'm identifying as a female right now, right? Instead of preferred pronouns, just pronouns. And the insanity continues. And I honestly, I almost went to Stanford in the mid-70s. 40, 50 years later, I have no idea what tuition is to that which was once a prestigious private school. But hardworking Americans are sending their sons and daughters to this place. And now in the IT department, they're saying, and it's ongoing, the destruction of language, the meaning of words, where it's all this intentional, for decades, intentional erosion of morality and truth in an agenda that's being not only pushed, but now it's being rammed down our throats. You look at the public school system now and what is happening among our babies, our children, our toddlers, our adolescents, when it comes to sex education. A drag show is a great thing to expose your child to? Well, if you're bombarded with, again, this constant message that, hey, little Bobby may feel like he's a girl today and we got to be careful, and it goes on and on and on. And teaching them, I will not be blatant here, but teaching them the ways of sexuality at 4, 5, 6, and 7. And I remind you, earlier this year, on the East Coast and also out here a bit, parents that were outraged that went to school board meetings were labeled by this administration and the left domestic terrorists because moms and dads had the audacity to stand up for their children. We are witnessing, Dana, the mockery of God's creation. And some of us are not having it. We are done with playing nice, loving person. Evil continues on when good people do nothing. It starts with the very essence of language and truth. When you change the definition of words, or when you report something as truth, when it's a blatant lie, that is evil. And quite honestly, it's a form of witchcraft. Last point. I'm on tomorrow night from 7 to 9. I'm going to pick up where I left off here. But there is a lot of misunderstanding about the terminology of witchcraft. The Church of Wicca, what does that mean? I hung out with witches for decades. I know what witchcraft is, and it's manifesting everywhere. The spirit of delusion and deception is alive and well. And if you think this wasn't intentional over the last 2 years with the lockdowns and all of the things we were bombarded with that we come to find out were lies, this is all part of it. And yes, we can use the word globalist sooner or later. I want to thank Leo Terrell, Leo 2.0. I am Frank Sontag sitting in for Leo. I'll be back tomorrow night with my program, 7 to 9, right here. Talk Radio 790 KABC.